senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Sylvester, Paul Nolte. Paul, good morning. The futures earlier down, and is this because of the tensions over what's happening in Ukraine with Russia and the U.S. missiles now?
Yeah, it is. So we'll see how that kind of ramps up. But every once in a while, we get the geopolitical news and overriding what's happening with the economy and corporate earnings. So, again, it's maybe temporary. It's going to depend, too, on how hot it gets between the Ukraine and Russia and U.S.
So Chair Powell had some interesting comments indicating inflation is on a bumpy road, and that's affected the markets, hasn't it?
It has, because the expectation was that the Fed's going to cut in December by a quarter point and probably 50 to 75 basis point cuts sometime in 2025. But an interview that he did on Friday, early on Friday, indicated, well, maybe not, and we're a little concerned about inflation. And some of the things that you and I've talked about is the economy continues to be pretty strong, and inflation continues to run a little on the hot side, especially when you pull out food and energy, which tend to be kind of volatile. And actually, both energy and food have actually helped inflation over the last 6 months or so. So that thought of, well, maybe we'll take a pause kind of through Wall Street for a little bit of a loop on Friday.
This week, we'll be getting some housing numbers. What do you think we're gonna get?
Yeah, that's been one of the sticking points. So, it's kind of the chicken and egg discussion. Do interest rates need to come down to help housing so that everybody leaves their house that has a 2% mortgage? Or do we need to build more housing? And the only way we're going to build more housing is being able to finance at low interest rates. So the answer to most questions is, well, we need to drop interest rates to help housing. I'm not so sure that that's going to be the case. Housing prices have been sticky on the upside. And it is, I think, truly a supply and demand. There's a lot more demand for housing than we have in supply. And it's been that way now, really, since the financial, since just after the financial crisis. So I think we'll see housing prices continue to rise at a pace that's faster than inflation.
Earnings season ended as far as retailers, but the second largest stock in the S&P 500 reports this week. That'll be interesting.
It's going to be interesting. So NVIDIA reports Wednesday after the close, and that is going to have a huge impact on the semiconductor index. To this point, semiconductors have been underperforming the S&P 500, so they've kind of flattened out here a little bit. And it's one of the reasons why we've started to see value stocks, small cap, and to a certain extent international, doing better than the S&P 500. So we've seen that broadening out, and it's really due to the fact that the semiconductors and those Mag 7 stocks have been underperforming.
How are these proposed cabinet picks by President-elect Trump affecting the markets, or affecting what your clients are telling you?
Well, I mean, to this point, they're really not affecting the markets at all. They're waiting for the head of the finance and treasury. Those are the big ones that we're taking a look at, treasury especially. And there's been a little bit of infighting, so we'll see what happens with that. They still have to get through the approval process and then have to start making changes and whatever they're going to do. So we've got a long way to go before we start to see any impacts on the markets from anything that they have planned on or going to change. So I think right now it's a wait-and-see game, and everybody's kind of playing a little bit of poker here as far as, should we do this, should we do that, based on what we're hearing or what we're seeing. But it's a long way till we get to legislation that actually has an economic impact.
Isn't the holiday season usually a positive one for stocks?
It is. Once we get past the election and we get into even April, that period of time is the best part of the calendar for stocks. Also, since the election, or since we're in an election year, from the election to the end of or near the end of the first year in office, those tend to be very good years. So seasonally, we're in a very good spot right now. After Thanksgiving, the trading volume tends to slow down a little bit. Everybody's busy shopping for Christmas. But historically speaking, the next 6 to 8 weeks are really the sweet spot for stocks.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvest, glad tidings to you and your investments, Paul.
We wish that for everyone. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Have a good one.